Today's meditation, July 24th, 2017. Know your authority. In Luke 10, when the 70 elders whom Jesus sent to do works in his name returned, they told him in the 17th verse, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." And Jesus responded, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Jesus was explaining that the same authority he had was given to his church. Authority over Satan and any other negative power. Actually, authority is power over power. Now, many times we get stuck in that 19th verse, but verse 20 is really where you need to stop, pause, Selah. It tells us that it is more important for you to rejoice in the power that is over you than the power that has been given to you. You should rejoice in the fact that there is an authority over you, making sure that what you say will come to pass. You have been given authority through the resurrection of Jesus and with the name of Jesus. Do not take this as normal authority. It is not a political authority or the type of authority that the police have. This authority is spiritual and supernatural. It is the authority to activate miracles, signs, wonders, cast demons out, and cause blind eyes to see. As with everything in the supernatural, your authority has to be revealed to you. The Holy Spirit will breathe on your authority and make it a reality for you in your life.